It was the day we all knew was coming, but now there's confirmation that the Australian economy is in the grip of a deep recession, and there are fears the nation will struggle to emerge from it. The economy contracted a record 7% in the June quarter as the government shut down entire sections of the economy during the pandemic. It follows a fall in gross domestic product, or GDP, of 0.3 percentage points in the March quarter. Our business reporter David Taylor joins me now for some analysis. Dave, these national accounts figures show the largest ever fall in the GDP since records began in the 1950s. Within that detail, what were the most shocking statistics?
Well, Rachel, as you mentioned, this was expected, and yet some of the statistics within the, you know, the detail were shocking. I mean, that's just the reality of it. Of course, the areas directly affected by the shutdowns are hurting the most. As you'd expect, all spending on services fell 17%, with falls in transport services, as well as hotels, cafes and restaurants all being hit. Now, spending by households, the sector on its own, fell 12%. But Rachel, startling statistics, I'll give you three of them. Hours worked by employees fell a record 9.8%. Social assistance benefits in cold hard cash rose a record 41%, and household saving to income ratio rose to 19.8% from 6%. And that's perhaps the most disturbing number. See, shoppers make up the vast bulk of economic growth. So hoarding cash in the bank, and you're not going to get much interest rate there anyway, is the last thing we need to see right now, Rachel, but that's what we're seeing.
And that all makes the path out of this recession quite rocky. What has the government said about how the nation will emerge from this economic situation?
Well, exactly like it was back in the global financial crisis and getting out of that, and the Great Depression for that matter. It's all about confidence. The pandemic led us into this recession, and getting back out and into normal life, the Treasurer says, is what's going to get us out. But it is all about confidence, and the Treasurer could not stop talking about that. Here is the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg.
Confidence in this crisis is a function of our success on the health front. And if we are able to contain the virus as they have done in New South Wales, indeed as they have done in 7 out of the 8 jurisdictions across Australia, then businesses will continue to invest, businesses will continue to employ, and businesses will open their door.
So that was the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg. Now, Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers says Australia's economy has fundamentally deeper problems than just dealing with the pandemic shutdowns. And that's a crucial point between the Coalition and Labor. Here's the Shadow Treasurer.
The point that we're making is really this. Now is the worst time for the government to be winding back JobKeeper while unemployment is still rising. The Reserve Bank yesterday, as you know, said that the economy needed more support, not less. The Morrison government is heading in the other direction. That will prolong some of this economic misery, and it will mean that the unemployment queues are longer than they need to be for longer.
That's the Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers there. David Taylor, are economists offering up any solutions on growth strategies to help the economy get out of it?
Well, the solutions will depend on how we control the pandemic. Independent economist Angela Jackson says Australia will remain in recession as long as the pandemic has a grip on the economy.
The biggest thing that's going to hold us back from this recession is obviously the ongoing pandemic and further outbreaks. As we've seen in Victoria, the economy cannot recover while the pandemic is raging. So that is the most important thing.
Angela Jackson, what confuses me a little bit about the recovery road is that the Reserve Bank clearly doesn't want to push much further than it already has, and there are limits to the amount the government can rack up in terms of debt. That leaves the household sector, but even the household sector is showing some reluctance to spend, putting a lot of money in the bank. Where does that leave us?
Look, it leaves the recovery in a really precarious situation. As you said, the household savings ratio at 19.8% is, you know, unbelievable, to be honest with you, and potentially, you know, as unfathomable as the 7% drop in GDP. It leaves us in a difficult position, but I think that idea that the government can't borrow anymore is wrong. I think that the government has capacity on its balance sheet to continue to support economic growth and jobs, and it is really in the best position to do that. We have seen that monetary policy just simply does not have the impact it once did on economic growth, and that really it comes down to direct government investment in job creation. And the economy is going to need that support, particularly over this period where the pandemic continues to loom over the economy. So we really need to see that support coming through.
Economist Angela Jackson with our business reporter David Taylor.